And then you look over and the Saints bench is clearing out, walking on the field. Yeah, Seattle is still on the sideline. Like they're waiting for something else to happen. You know, like they're gonna get an extra, you know, 5 seconds put on the board.
Right. The Saints are like, nope, it's over, Can't get us back on the sideline.
Right, right.
Nope,
right.
That's it.
Cause Europeans can't make ends meet. The establishment has put the money underground, cause they all know it's coming down.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk CO rating is zero. Had a big Halloween party last night, so today was not a big drinking game. How about them Saints? And just when you think you couldn't get any worse, Saints go and play lights out at home when hosting their former NFC nemesis. With disciplined football and by getting away with a very aggressive offense. The tables were turned on Seattle and the team and the fans, I should say, by the Saints. And that's got the Donkeys ready for a Sunday night instant reaction episode. So we're coming at you Sunday night after the game. Put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Also zero. I was probably about a three. Maybe a four at the game, but stopped drinking at halftime. You know, figured I had a Halloween
ran out of money.
I actually did get a mixed drink early in the game, but I drank Friday night, drank a little bit last night. So,
yep. All right, Damon, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty happy, Jeff. How are you?
I'm pretty good myself, actually. So I think we're all here to talk about the Saints-Seattle game, so let's get into game recap. So I think the big story of the game is Ellerbe played.
Dude, we're like undefeated when he plays. I mean, it's just that simple.
He's the missing link.
I'm telling you, no, you go back to last year. I think he played five games, and we're like, you know.
I think we're like 5-1 or 6-1 with him when he played.
Yes.
I was walking to the game with Mike at the Falcons, and we just couldn't believe we heard Ellerbe was playing. I'm like, wait, is this real?
Twitter blew up. Nobody knew. No, but I mean, yeah, you could take this in a whole bunch of different directions. You want to talk about the bad first or the good first?
Well, let's just.
You want to go in order of the game?
Yeah, let's go in order of the game.
All right, what happened?
Ingram fumbled again.
That's it.
They had a defensive score.
Starting with the bad person.
Again. Well, that was the first thing that happened.
I don't think he got back on the field after that fumble, did he?
No, he did not. Not even close. Mm-hmm. Nope. And by the second half, he had his. He wasn't even wearing his helmet anymore.
Wow. Was it punishment or?
The fuck yeah, with punishment. Sean Payton was pissed.
Right, absolutely.
I was pissed.
I mean, that's two games in a row. The most extremely costly fumbles.
Right. One time he fumbles within their 10-yard line. The next time he does it within ours. You know? I mean,
and he gets returned.
Right.
You know? Right.
But both times it wasn't that he dropped it so much as, I mean, they ripped it out. I mean, it shot out of there today.
Who cares? Hold on to the fucking ball, asshole. That's your job. Hold on to the goddamn ball.
Defenders try to rip the ball out of everyone's play, everyone's hand on every play. Wide receivers, running backs, whoever has the ball. So what is he doing different? And he's not known as a fumbler, don't get right? I mean,
I don't think so.
I mean,
I wouldn't call him a fumbler. I mean, we watched.
I just seem to remember, yeah, I mean, not that he fumbles all the time, but I seem to remember when he does fumble, it's never, it's always a costly fumble. It feels like that.
You know who did that, and I always felt that way too, is Deuce. Back in the day, he would have some, like you said, costly fumble. But, oh, fuck, not now. You know.
Right.
But look, obviously being, you know, them being so close together, you know, the fourth quarter of last week, the first quarter of this week, I mean, Sean Payton was mad.
Four touches, he fumbled twice. In four times.
Right, right. And he did not get back on the field. And good, because Hightower did a fine job.
Yeah, he had over 100 yards himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know for a while, I mean, it was hard running against against Seattle, but they kept at it, and then eventually he busted that long run down the sideline. But that's what you got to just keep going at it, man.
Yeah.
And look, Seattle defense is a good defense.
Sure.
Coming in this morning, WWE Hell, you know, they're averaging 14 points a game giving up their defense.
Hmm.
I mean, that's insane. Weird. For this, you know, this time in NFL history.
Yeah, they and look, it was hard for us to score ourselves. I mean, how many field goals did Lutz kick?
Four field goals.
And
dude, I mean, that 53-yarder. You know, Sean Payton has faith in this guy.
Yep. And look, he's come, yeah, after some early season jitters, he's come through, man. Even, you know, that last one when he kicked it and they had the penalty, Andy, re-kick it.
Yep.
Still drilled it.
And who was holding their breath during that?
Everybody.
But if I had to choose.
You know, right, but, right. I mean, come on. I mean, how often do you see that? A kicker makes one kick and he misses. You know, that's what they're freezing for. How many times during, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
You know, oh, fuck. He just made one.
Yep. But the Saints were very, I know, obviously, in the red zone, they struggled a little bit today, including, you know, getting down there at the one and couldn't punch it in. Mm. But dude, they had long, sustaining drives that were really good on third down today. I mean, they controlled the clock masterfully today.
Yeah. It was like 36 minutes or something.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Drew Brees, let's give a little shout-out to the offensive line. I mean, he was sacked that last play, but he had all day to pass.
Yeah, look what happens when he does.
Yeah. And look, there was talk. We ate when I ate at Lucy's with Mike. He was there with one guy who was a Seahawks fan and a couple others. So we had a table of eight. We had four Saints fans, four Seahawks fans, and they're all talking about the Graham trade and whatnot. I'm like, dude, I'm happily have Max Unger. I mean, you know, Max right. Unger helps that line. And
yeah. Well, and then reverse, we were getting pressure on Wilson rushing four.
Yes.
How bad is their offensive line that we can rush four and get pressure?
See, I was hoping we were going to say that the defensive line is actually starting to play better, but nope, they're all they don't have Max Unger.
I mean, that's what I thought, but you know, that's where I saw it.
Well,
but look, a thrilling game. We got down early, you know, because of another stupid fucking play.
Yep.
Spotting
them seven. I mean,
spotting them seven. You know, that's what we like to do. Two penalties on the day, if I'm not mistaken. That's all I can recall.
Yeah, I mean, we really, they really cleaned it up. Huh?
Say one quick thing. You realize that our defense only gave up, what?
13 points?
And, yeah, two field goals.
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty good. Well,
our defense only gave up 20 points last week.
Yeah. Something's going on here. I was a little more nervous with the offense had the ball today than I was when the defense was on the field.
Look, I really believe this team, and we're going to get Delvin Bro back.
And we're going to get Rankins back. Rankins is eligible next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then sometime the next month we'll get Moore back. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, we might go 9-7.
10-6.
I know. Hey. That was a joke. Look,
it's still there, man. And then, look, this division, I know Atlanta came back to win today, but this division still stinks.
Showed up.
You know?
Yes, it does. But okay, we're talking about penalties. I'm sorry. Let me.
Yeah, go back. But fuck
Seattle. They have a weak offensive line. They have a mediocre quarterback. And I don't care when they were winning the Super Bowl. You go back and look at his numbers. He's meaty fucking ochre. And once the referees have started calling them on their fucking holding,
mm-hmm.
You know, that fucking vaulted Seattle fucking team isn't what it fucking used to be. The whole, well, we just hold on every play. They're not going to call it on every play. That was their fucking mentality, and it cost them twice today.
Yep.
3 years ago, they weren't getting making the call.
You come out and brag about it, then, yeah, you're going to start getting called for it.
And of course, they were so bitter. Their fans were bitter. They were bitter, like, "Oh, I don't know. Y'all saw what we did. The refs were call it not fair. No, they called within the rules, asshole.
Right, right. Oh, well, look.
Now there were. Now here's the thing. There were two that plays where on we should have gotten called for offensive interference. It was one where
the touchdown to Cooks.
Both of them on Willie Snead. Yeah, the touchdown to Cooks, and then the other one was Snead set almost like a pick to get for another one of Cooks' big catches.
Ah, fuck that. Snead just plays physical.
Yeah, but that not within the rules there. He's not 1 yard off the line.
Oh, well, fuck it. They didn't play, I guess. Fucking sue me. You know?
You know? Yeah, they don't like when it... They don't like when it happens to them. And that is, while I did not harass any Seahawks fan, personally, that is what I would say when we would pass by them to my nephew. You know, I would say, you know, if they had to play by the rules, they can't win and the quarterback's mediocre.
That's what you said going into the game.
No, that's what I said going out to the game. You know, there's only one Hall of Fame quarterback was on that field today.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucked up.
And I love his leap over the goal. I was hoping he did that, partly for fantasy reasons, but also just to, you know, fuck, man.
Everybody...
We couldn't punch it through. So it's like, you know what? Either throw it or let Breeze go in on it.
Right. And I mean, who didn't know that was coming? Apparently Seattle's defense. Right. But, I mean, you knew that was coming, didn't you?
I mean, I had a feeling, especially when we couldn't get it in, just giving it to the running back.
Right.
I'm like, right, just let Breeze go over the top.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and maybe that's what the Saints were doing, was we're kind of baiting them to go low. And Seattle went low on that Breeze play.
Yeah, they did. Because he extended it, got the touchdown, brought it back, and still got in the end zone.
Yeah, and then
got
flipped over. Right.
They got pushed
over. Right, right, right. Then fell over people. Whoa! You know?
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm surprised they didn't give it to Kuhn, but... Hey, whatever. You know, at least
everybody was calling for Kuhn.
Oh, I was hoping Kuhn would have got a touchdown. And then was it Fleener that could have got that touchdown and avoided all that?
I really thought the ball crossed the pylon, but obviously it didn't.
But... No, he wasn't there.
No. He was hit by two people.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, because I had people, what happened? You know, and you showed the replay. Two people hit him. Yes, they stopped his run.
Right.
No doubt.
That was good defense by Seattle.
I don't care who. I don't care if it's a Marshawn, you know, unless it's the Saints defense and 11. Yeah. But normally, right. If two people hit you, they're going to stop your momentum. If two people are running at you and hit you,
right?
You know, it's going to stop your momentum.
And then there was a play where Bird made a good open field tackle at some point, and then later on, totally whipped. And
yeah, right. No, I remember that tackle. It was up on the right side of the field, and he towards the end of the game, and he kept him in bounds, so the clock kept running.
Right.
Yep, he did. He did.
And I was like, that's not like him.
Right. No, I turned around to Mike. Like, I can't believe that just happened.
I tell you what I loved, and I was saying it again during the game. I love when it's first and 10 on either like the 11 or 12 yard line.
Yeah.
Because then you can always pick up that first, and we did it twice.
Yeah.
Today, you know, you can pick up that first down on the one and give you, you know. Now, one of them, we settled for a field goal. The other one, obviously, Drew jumped over, but...
But part of that is why we were able to have 36 minutes in time of possession.
Sure.
You know, that's keeping the ball out there often.
Yeah, and look, continuing to run the ball and run the clock.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we had equal amount of run plays and pass plays called today.
35 and 35, correct.
Mm-hmm. And this is the second week in a row it feels like we're running more.
Well, normal. You got to commit to it. And like Jason said earlier, you know, Commit, and sooner or later you're going to, you know, you're going to bust it, and you're going to get the yards.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, look, it helps that we have, again, a Hall of Fame, once-in-a-lifetime quarterback who, if you give him two downs to pass, he's still more likely to get you 10 yards, mm-hmm. you know.
And the group of receivers we've got now, man. I mean, Michael Thomas is a man.
Oh, he's awesome. And he's smart, too.
Man, he put a move on somebody today, and I was like, wow, like this kid's a rookie. And he's doing
in that one move, two Seattle defenders
ran into each
totally
other.
Totally whiffed on each other. Yeah, they flew through the air and nothing. And then avoided another tackle in that same play.
I mean, no. kid is a stud.
I mean, that's what we need to do, hit on
draft picks.
On draft picks, and we did with him, thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, just an overall complete game, you know, outside of Ingram's fumble and the return. kind of like last week, it was a complete game other than the pick right. six and Ingram's fumble.
Right. Well, and that's what, like we had said, like if you play a good, clean game, you're going to win. I mean, this is 2 weeks in a row that this team has shown that they actually can do it if they just tighten up a little bit, just tatten up. Life of tat.
And again, we're a young team. I mean, finally, it looks like we have. And then again, next year we're going to have money in the salary, you know, salary cap. Mm. So, you know, if we don't whiff on free agents.
Yep. And how about Maudie? Didn't he get an interception today?
Or? No, it was Stupar, the other white linebacker.
That's my guy. That's my guy. Yeah, Stupar. Oh, Maudie almost had an block. He almost had a blocked punt.
Yes, he did. Boy,
that in the dome because.
Oh. Yeah, no, I really thought he was going to block it.
Yeah, no, Jeff, we missed that.
Well, I don't know if you know how if y'all saw how close it was.
No, there's no such thing as a big video board that they just installed.
Yeah, Stupar, that's the guy.
I mean, that was a great pick too. I mean, stretched out,
mm-hmm.
held on to the ball, and the good thing is they were able to take that and go score
and get points
after the fact, so that not, you know, wiped out the Ingram fumble.
Yeah, Stupar's my new boy. You my boy, Stu.
Okay.
Well, it's like 3 weeks in a row that Stupar has kind of shined.
Well, he made a good play. I don't know about shine, but he made a good play.
He shined. Just that play. I mean, he's done a lot on defense.
I mean, I don't know how many other teams he'd be starting for. Maybe none. But look, guy made a good play today. He's got to tip your hat to him.
That's right. Yeah. But, I will say. Bird did lead the team in tackles. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but
he was playing close to the line of scrimmage a lot. And like you said, there was that one tackle that he made, and then there was one third down that he gave that he was so far off his. Even though he was playing on the line of scrimmage, he was still he wasn't head up on his man,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to pick up a first down. That's what I noticed about Bird.
Yeah, well.
He had mistakes.
I mean, yeah, he had one where he lined up on the line and he blitzed in and they ran it to the other side and he was the one who actually, you know, caught up and tackled the running back.
Right, right.
When he got up to the line. Yep.
Look, it was exciting. I guess we could talk about the last play, obviously. I mean,
mm-hmm.
man, what a relief, you know, to finally have that go our way.
Yep.
Well, I was going to go back and say, you know, their mediocre quarterback. And to me, I mean, he threw the ball a little too high.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, the guy never had a chance.
Right. And so, again, that's why we're sitting here, you know, waiting for that flag because that was Carolina that got us on that 3 weeks ago. You know, everything would just go deep and hope for the flag. I don't know who was covering that wide receiver, but
it was
right.
Webb.
Okay. I love Webb. The ball was too high. That receiver wasn't coming down. And really, Webb didn't do anything. I mean, the ball was just too high. The guy caught it and couldn't get his feet in bounds. You know, because he caught that ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't really help you, you know. You want to catch it in bounds, but he caught the ball. It was just a bad throw by a mediocre quarterback.
Yep. Drew had a few bad throws today, though. Or maybe the routes were wrong.
Well, yeah, they were that
way off.
Well, there was one that sticks out of my head. That he was like 10 yards from anybody. I mean, he threw mm-hmm. to an empty spot mm-hmm. on the field. What other one are you? I mean,
there was that other one that he threw the ball really high in the air, and Willie Snead was wide open on the left side. But he threw it over to the right. Granted, it looked like he made his decision before the snap where he was going to go with it. And maybe he threw it up because he thought he was going to draw a call. I don't know. And I think he might have even got a...
Now you're just getting nitpicky. I mean, the man went 35.
I'm not saying anything about him. I'm just saying, you know, bad throws happen.
Breeze had a phenomenal game. He's a lot better than fucking Russell Wilson.
No, it's not. Calm down. You got your panties on too tight tonight?
No, I'm good.
All right.
We won. Fucking happy.
How, look, let's talk, I mean, at least to me, again with fuck Jimmy Graham.
Fuck everything, but fuck you the most. Fuck everyone, but fuck you the most. With a big
Jimmy Graham.
Or a splittery post. Yeah, fuck you the most. Fuck you.
I didn't really hate Jimmy Graham, but like he didn't talk to the media this week. He quickly ran off the field after the game.
Talk about the game, but what did something happen during the week?
Yeah, he didn't talk to the media. You know, he didn't. I think originally he was going to talk to the media, and he just decided not to.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they have Eric Ritchie, who is I don't know. I mean, he tweets this. He's some sports anchor reporter, Ritchie on sports. I don't know. RiverParishFootball.com. I don't know. But he tweeted out. I'm sure you saw his tweets, huh?
No.
Okay. He tweets, Jimmy Graham, first Seahawk off the field, went from the end zone to the tunnel after last play. No handshaking.
Yeah, I mean, that's just petty.
Right. He's a child. They removed, so then when he gets to the locker room, they removed nameplate from Jimmy Graham's locker. His equipment was stuffed to backside of locker room where I was told no interviews allowed.
What?
And somehow he got to Jimmy Graham. I asked Jimmy Graham several questions while he walked out of locker room. Did not say a word. How did it feel back? Any message to fans, teammates? Nothing by Graham.
Yeah, I remember, I think somebody mentioned like Roman Harper chased him down kind of before he could get into the locker room after the game. And I'm like, that's the only time Roman Harper's chasing down anybody.
Oh. Right. Russell Wilson on Graham. He's a true pro and a great teammate. He was focused all week and played great. Fuck you. You're a fucking child. That's why we sent you to fucking Seattle.
That's why they ran tight end.
No. I guess. I mean, I saw him lined up the same spots that we'd line him up at.
I mean, for him not talking after the game, I mean, I got to say, actually, that's a little bit better than the Jimmy Graham that we used to know, who used to run his mouth and bitch about stuff. I mean, I'm almost proud of him. For, you know what? You're right.
No, he's not going to say nothing.
After you get his ass whipped, what's he going to say? Yeah, we lost.
Not that.
Take that.
He could bitch or complain and say, you know, Paul, the refs weren't really fair today. Blah, blah. He could say something, but instead keep your mouth shut. Put your earbuds on, check your phone, get to the door, don't say nothing. You're going to eat your words later on.
He grew up a little bit. No, he did not.
No, he did not.
He was a child.
Like an idiot.
Well, I mean, Jason's rough, but I mean, he's a child. That was the whole point. I mean, of me reading the tweets to you. He didn't want to speak. He fucking pouted. He held his little breath and, you know.
Go over and talk to your former teammates after the game. I mean, how hard is that?
Right. You don't go shake hands after the game?
Well, it's not like I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about him with the reporters. But, yeah, the teammates didn't make the decision to cut you. If you don't want to go talk to Sean or Mickey, that's fine. But, yeah.
Hey, go talk to Drew. Go talk to Vicar, you know.
Right.
The guys who were on the team with you.
Right. But, no, he just ran, like I said, from the end zone. And that was my biggest fear. On that last play that Jimmy Graham was going to catch the touchdown.
Well, I was saying that the only thing that would have made that play better would have been if it was Graham who didn't catch it.
Yeah, I just assumed they'd not throw at him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, keep on using him correctly, Seattle.
Yep.
You have a red zone specialist, and you don't target him in the red zone? Are you with two, three, 4 years ago, he's on the New Orleans Saints team. It's 2 seconds. We need a touchdown. Who y'all think the ball's going to?
Jimmy Graham. Mm-hmm. Well, Russell Wilson maybe can't make those throws. He can't throw it high. Oh, wait. Yes, he can.
He can throw it real high. Right. Jimmy Graham might have been able to catch the ball.
Without even jumping.
Right.
Wow.
But this is why we got rid of Jimmy Graham. This is whatever attitude. Again, you say he's getting worse. Childish, very childish.
All right. Like I said,
talking
to players, yes. Talking to the media, if you don't want to, he's, you know, Cam Newton does the same thing when he loses, right? He just doesn't talk to the media. He don't want to talk to nobody. Right. It's fine if you don't want to talk to anybody, but don't be the guy who runs your mouth before or runs your mouth when you win.
Right.
If you're going to run your mouth, run your mouth.
Right, but this is why, I mean, this is why you're paid. That's part of your, part of that payment is to talk to the media.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it is. I mean, it all come, you know, it's just not practice in a football game, then you go hide, you know.
Yeah.
You wanted to be the face of the, you know, franchises. You were on the Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football opening, you know, in 10, 11, and 12, whatever, you know. Look, you can't just be there when the goods happen, you know, when good things happen. Drew Brees goes out there every time, talks to the media. You think he wants to? You think he wants to relive a heartbreaking loss? No, but he's a professional. You know, that's why he is great, and Jimmy Graham, it could have been a Hall of Fame tight end if he'd have stayed, you know, he'd have stayed with us. But now he's a mediocre tight end.
All right, let's move. Any final thoughts?
Well, hold on. One last thing. I did run into Saints fan UK at the end of the game.
Yeah.
I know you had texted me before if I ran into him. I said, no, I'd never gotten a hold of him. But as I was walking down the steps, he just saw me and recognized me. And
hey, there you are.
Well, hi, do I know you?
No, but that's where you are. You're there. Hey.
And yeah, so shook his hand, talked for maybe, I don't know, a minute, and then we're on our way.
So, you saw his flag?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool flag.
It's good stuff.
What flag did he have?
A Saints flag. Actually, he didn't unfold it. I saw he was carrying a flag. I didn't see exactly what was on
it. It's the Great Britain flag. But it's black and gold, and it's got "Who Dat" written on it, and
the Union Jack.
It's a black and gold version of it, and it's got "Who Dat" on it and Fleur de Lis on it. It's pretty cool.
Wow, that have to be custom made because I don't see.
Yeah,
I don't see a lot of those.
We're
good. Well, good. I'm glad
you.
Well,
you also don't live in England.
I don't think there's any Saints fan in England. I don't.
There's a bunch of them. They listen to.
Yeah, we know a few.
Half our listeners.
Right.
All right. Let's do a quick dip into headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
And this one real quick. First of all, you mentioned Saints fan UK was at the game. That's right. And there was another Londonite representing the black and gold. Ben Wright was at the Washington Cincy game in London wearing it. Posted a Twitter picture of himself. Got me thinking, maybe, hey, every listener, if you go to any game, go ahead and tweet a selfie at Dome Patrol PCast, hashtag something, come up with something.
Hashtag something.
Yeah, I don't come up with something. Anyway, the headline to talk about there is Saints to play the Dolphins as an away game in London in 2017. And yeah, all of those Saints fans in London who listen to the show are starting to clamor, could that be our road trip next year?
Nope. Thank you.
Look, I'm not ruling it out. I'm not ruling it out.
Jeff's not going to London.
Well, no, of course he's not. But I'm not.
And I'm not going to London.
I don't know. If I went to London, obviously it wouldn't be for a weekend Saints game. It would be a week in England. I mean,
sure,
in Europe,
of course.
Right. If I'm going to Europe, I'm going to spend more than a week there.
All right, go back.
We'll see everything. I'm going to see everything. I think go into France, go to Normandy. I'd like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I haven't ruled it out yet. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it work, but I haven't ruled it out.
Right.
The logistics on that just seem
too much. So what do you think about the Saints themselves playing in London?
It's a burden that every NFL team must bear.
Unfortunately, Thursday night games.
Right, we did it 10 years ago against San Diego, and so we'll do it. We'll fucking do it again. I guess the real question: are you happy that it's an away game instead of a quote home game?
Yes.
Yeah.
10 years ago, it was a, I'm using air quotes here, home game.
Yeah.
So I'll agree with that. Glad that it's
Well, you guys, that's ticket holders for one, right?
Right.
Is it a rotational type thing of how they choose? Like each team has.
I mean, I don't. I'm sure there is. They're not going to make a team do it too many times, but
except for Jacksonville.
Well, but obviously their owner has ties to England somehow. So I think he's for it. He. But no other. I don't feel like that. Any other team. And I don't feel like his team his players particularly, you know, look forward to it.
I mean,
it is what it is, you know. And so I'll be getting up at, you know, 8:30 to watch the game in a year from now. We'll live through
there.
It.
Unless you're there.
Yeah, I won't be.
All right. That's all the headlines I had, just really to talk about that. It kind of broke today before the game. But let's move into Look at Him tweets. And I got two tweets I want to read, kind of bring up to you guys. One comes from Life of Ty. And he says, I know it's a little early to think about, but do we trade Ingram and draft Fournette after recent play from number 22?
I mean, that is a quick answer. I mean, trade is a, you know, no one's going to give you anything for Ingram.
Right. I mean, Ingram's a solid player, but you're not getting anything
for him. You're not getting anything from...
Where are you guys on Ingram? I mean, that's really the conversation there is.
He's not special. I think, didn't I say this last week, or did I say that to y'all individually? I don't know.
Maybe offline, you know, yeah.
Right. Coach Mora, a couple of years ago, was at the Saints Touchdown Club, blah, 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 and he was asked, why can't the Saints run? And he said, because they don't have a special back. He goes, Mark Ingram is not a special running back. He's okay. He deserves to be in the league, but there's nothing special about him. You know, about he's a stopgap.
Is Hightower special?
He's a more special running back than Ingram is, 100%. You could tell watching the game live. You can see, you know, Hightower running down the line, running down the line, and boom, he hits the hole. I mean, quick. You could see, him hit the hole, him accelerate. I've never seen that from Ingram.
Why is that? Why is it that if that's the case, that Ingram continues to be the starter?
Because he was a first round draft.
Because he's getting paid a little more.
Yeah.
So what happened to Sean Payton's old mentality? I don't care how you got here. I don't care what you make. We're going to put the best players on the field.
Yeah.
Have you seen this team the last couple of years?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right. You know, our highest paid players are sitting somewhere else, you know.
Yeah.
Not even on the team, you know.
Well,
there's people who are not on. All right. There are people who are not on this team making more money than some starters. Jarius Byrd will be one next year.
Always got to be one.
He'll be making $7 million to, you know, do whatever it is he does at home.
Not tackle.
Right.
All right, and next tweet comes from Hungry Hudat. This was from last week that came in after the show. If Ole Miss is Butters of the SEC, then what other SEC teams are South Park characters? I don't know if I really have any. I mean, who would be Cartman? I mean, it's more of a...
Who's loud and annoying?
Bama fans. And seems to always win, Cartman, right? I mean...
It's Kentucky the Mr. Mackey.
I don't really have an answer.
I'd have to actually spend time and pull up a plethora of South Park characters.
Well, we'll pose that to the fans. Why don't you guys all tweet out, since it is in Look at Him tweets. You guys tweet what your thoughts would be. Other than that, let's go into Pick'ems.
It's all about the king, you fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control. We make it. I will deliver the pain. You can't take it. I'm in control.
Not a good week in Pick'ems for myself. Maybe it was the car ride. Kind of got me messed up. But we had a push. The Cleveland Jets game.
That was the game I thought you were going to win.
I did too.
I thought you had won it. It was only what?
It was only three. Cleveland was only getting three.
And you took Cleveland with only three? You deserve to lose that game.
Well, I didn't lose.
You deserve to.
Nobody lost. Nobody won. It was a push. But other than that, I went 0-4.
Wow. That's, I mean.
Yeah. That ended a pretty solid streak for me, yeah. Damon, you weren't much better. You went 1-3.
Well, I got one up on you.
And Jeff went 2-2.
Hey.
You both had Washington, who who was getting three, and they tied. Second straight week with a tie.
Did you know that their coach came out on the stadium podium and said that he didn't realize NFL teams could tie?
What?
Gruden? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. He goes, I know there was a tie last week, and I wondered how could an NFL team tie? Well, now I know.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That was his quote.
Wow. That's good to know going forward in terms of picking or not picking Redskins.
Washington, yeah.
Yeah. So we all lost Detroit. Houston killed Detroit. We all lost there. And then we all took Indy, and Kansas City beat them pretty good. Jeff, you were the only one to take Denver against San Diego. So, for the three of us, Jeff, you're in last, 15-23. Damon's again ahead, a game ahead, 16-22. And then I'm one game up, 17-21.
All right. So, we're just one game separating all three of us.
That's, yeah.
All right. And Nier continues with his lead among the extended version at 22-12. Followed by.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Followed by Emmanuel, then Doug, then Wheels, Saints Fan UK, Ed Hunt, Jason, Glenn Fitz, Neil, Preston Allen, Life of Tag, Zeno, Damon, Jim Bull Rance, Whore Islander, Alex Barbie, then me, Hoot at Nutsack, Fuck the Falcons, Triple D Stud Farm, Dad to Twins, EJ, A-Rod, and rounding out the bottom is Hungry Hoot at. But then it, of course, was never heard from. All right, let's get to this week's games.
All right, so looking at the games this week, other than one, they're all meh or terrible. So this week I went with one regular game and four shitty games of the week.
Wow.
That's how bad it was. The matchups are just, I mean, there's, you know, six teams on a bye this week, and it's just, yeah.
Okay, give us the...
All right, the only good game, Denver at Oakland. Denver coming off that win today against San Diego. And Oakland coming off an overtime win at Tampa. Oakland now is 6-2. It's crazy to think they're undefeated on the road so far this year. This game is in Oakland, and Oakland's getting a point at home.
Wow.
You got Derek Carr through for 500 yards today.
I like that kid.
Oakland record.
Wow. I mean, Sandy, you know, I mean... Just because Denver beat San Diego, you know, they are San Diego. They managed to really fuck a lot of things up. So I'm going to take Oakland. You think so?
Oh, man. Did you see Oakland set the record for most penalties today?
No.
Ever?
They had like 23 or 24 penalties for 200 yards.
In true My Oakland goodness. Fashion.
Yeah.
And still won because Tampa's rookie impressive. Kicker missed another extra point today. Second round draft pick missed another extra point.
And Tampa is the butter of the NFC South.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to poop in a toilet facing out?
I mean, you got to figure Denver is, if there's nothing else.
You say Oakland is Oakland, but they're 6-2. They're sitting on top of the AFC West. This game is for sole.
Yeah.
Possession of that lead of that division. I'm actually going to go with Oakland myself.
Yeah, make that three of us.
All right.
Three of us taking Oakland. All right, and now for our batch of shitty games of the week.
Here we go! Piece of shit card. I got a piece of shit card. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very fun. My car's a...
The first game's not too bad, but just, God, there were so many awful or blow matchups. So we're going to go with Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Giants. Philly is playing right now. Don't know what the score is against Dallas. At the Giants, who were coming off a bye week. They played in London last week. This game is in New York, and the Giants are favored by 2.5.
Well, I'll take Philly. Philly, one of those teams, they played real well, like the first little bit of the in the beginning of the season. Then they kind of went to shit. Then they had a real good game, you know.
Yeah, they had a good win last week. I mean, they beat Minnesota last week. Maybe?
Yeah, beat Minnesota.
Yeah, so they're on an upswing right now, aren't they?
I mean, that's
Giants, not so much.
That's my thinking.
All right. I'm with you. Give me Philly.
All right, I'll take the Giants.
Okay.
Next game, the other New York team, the New York Jets, coming off a 3-point win against Cleveland today at the Miami Dolphins, who are on a bye after playing in England last week. This game is South Florida. The Dolphins are favored by 3.5. I'll go first on this one. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. You've got Jay Ajayi coming off two straight 200-yard rushing games. Miami looks like they may have figured something out there. So I'm taking the Dolphins.
All right. Dolphins, Jets, 2.5. I don't believe the Jets really are much of anything this year.
No, they're not.
Miami's...
They barely beat Cleveland.
Yeah, they barely
beat Cleveland. Yes, I will take
kind
Miami
of an
also.
Easy pick then. All right. Miami.
Yeah. We'll probably be wrong, but I'll take
right. Yeah, right.
I'll take pretty Miami. Much. Now, it's funny. I mean, we were talking about earlier the London game. Obviously, look, you said the rotation. I don't know, but Miami played in London this year, and they're playing again next year.
No, right? That's true.
Yep.
That's
sure.
That's wonder why.
Maybe it is. Is it
because London is, I mean, you know, Florida is close.
It's close, maybe so. Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Washington
played this year. That's an East Coast. Maybe it's they're always going to throw at least one of those teams is going to be an East Coast. I mean, didn't we do
a thing back
where most of the teams are on the east side of the country anyway? I mean, just going to work out that way.
No, I really thought some West Coast team flew over. And
yeah, they did recently.
Was it the Rams? Rams.
Yeah. The Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the NFL doesn't
care.
I'm not
saying only East Coast teams, but it almost seems like in each game there's at least one East Coast team.
Well, again, I mean, I could look this up, but I think like 20 out of the 32 teams are, you know,
on the right side of the country.
East of the Mississippi, you know.
Right. Okay.
All right, our next game, the Tennessee Titans at the San Diego Chargers. Tennessee coming off a strong win on Thursday night, even though it was against Jacksonville. But Marcus Mariota's four good games in a row. Now, they're not playing... You know, the four teams they played haven't been really good, but still, Mariota having a pretty decent second season at the Chargers, who continue to lose at the end of games. They had a chance to tie the game with Denver today, couldn't do it. This game is in San Diego, and the Chargers are favored by 4.5.
I'm going to take Tennessee on that one. I was thinking Tennessee's going to win the game outright, so there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee. Thought about the Chargers for a second. I'm like, eh.
The games that they win... Or lose, or all seem to be really narrow.
Well, the Chargers are getting 4.5.
No, they're favored by 4.5.
No, okay, then I'll take Tennessee. I think that 4.5 is too big. Anything right. over 3 for San Diego, is
right?
Not.
Right.
All right, and the last shitty game, the Carolina Panthers coming off a win today. Did you see what Cam Newton was wearing after the game?
No,
Cam Newton.
Oh my, he was wearing some. Weird looking suit with this crazy green or pink hat. Oh, God. He looked like a fucking.
Yeah.
Well, we know it. His post game outfits have.
He's the Lady Gaga of the NFL.
So Carolina is at the LA Rams. Rams were on a bye this week. This game is in Los Angeles, and the Rams are getting 3 points at home.
Mm.
And of course, after the game, Cam Newton was complaining, saying, "Oh, I'm going to talk to Roger Goodell about all these hits that I'm taking."
Enough is enough.
Not right. Right.
Enough is enough.
Oh, you know, I didn't think I was going to get hit playing quarterback in the NFL.
Well, if you sit there and watched that, you know, of course, this week he wants to talk to the media. You know, he doesn't run out the room and give one word answers. He fucking gives this long soliloquy about, you know. They're making the game no fun for him no more. It's no fun for him no more. He ain't having a good time. Well, you're not having a good time because you're losing, you fucking crybaby. He's just having fun. You know, fuck him. And I mean, this motherfucker couldn't have played. Have you seen the shit that they used to do to Bobby Hebert? There was no such thing as roughing the passer. They would literally pick the fucking quarterback up and drop him on the head, you know. I remember a game against Tampa Bay. Bobby Hebert gets hit so hard, it knocks his fucking tooth out, okay? He's on a stretcher on the sideline. The other backup quarterback gets knocked out the game. Bobby gets off of the fucking stretcher. And no, before Steve Walsh. No. This is like
Dave Wilson?
Might have been like 88, 80, you
I like
know,
how we get hung 89. Up on the wrong details.
But Bobby Aber gets back up and goes into the fucking game. Okay? So shut your fucking mouth about you get hit. You get hit because you run out the pocket, you fucking asshole. You fucking read option gimmick. So you get hit. That's why you get hit in the pocket. And you want to run. Fuck Cam Newton. Fucking... In order to make this pick,
Rams defense, are they solid? Are they known?
Yes, for... Rams defense is very good. They've got a great defensive
then
line.
Then I will take the Rams in this game.
I am going to take the Rams as well.
I'm going to take the Rams because fuck Cam Newton.
It's an emotional pick for Damon.
Yeah, right.
Fuck the Carolina Panthers.
All right, don't forget, everybody, tweet your picks in before the game start. And if I don't favorite them, I didn't catch them. But... you can always retweet them, and we'll catch up with you.
Did we pick any game separately? Any game differently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One or two.
Okay.
I think it was just I took the Giants.
Philly game.
Yeah, Philly. It. Everything else is the same.
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
All right, moving into Saints preview.
San Francisco sucks. We really should. My sister's actually going out to the game. Ah. She's got some friends. San Francisco, she sits us going. I'm like, you might want to bring a bulletproof vest or something. Be careful.
Does she live in San Francisco?
No, she's got friends who live out there.
Oh, so she's flying to the game.
Yeah.
And this is a late game.
Yeah, it's going to be 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. This will be the first game in 5 that I will not be attending. It's the first time I get to watch a Saints game on TV.
Forget what it's like.
I was going to mention that. Right. This is your fourth game in a row.
This is my fifth game in a row that I went to.
Fifth.
He's almost like a player. You.
Dude, yep. That. I mean, look. I haven't been to games since 89, but I have never gone to 5 in a row. I mean, they've never scheduled 5
home
games.
Most consecutive games in a row in the Don't Be a Podcast.
Yeah. I mean, that is impressive.
Yeah. I mean. Definitely a little travel down. It's going to be nice to just sit home and relax and watch it. You know,
that you'll be able to relax. Have you watched any of the Saints games?
Well, okay. I'll be on the edge of my couch and not the edge of my seat in the stadium.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, San Francisco is terrible. They're going to be tossing Kaepernick out there.
How bad are they?
You know, I mean, Chip Kelly's, I don't know what the hell he's doing out there, but this is a game the Saints definitely should.
Well, they've got the worst... like officially worst offense in the league, and then both defenses suck. Now, granted, I think our defense is not as bad as their 28th rank. I think that's 2 games in a row that the offense gave up 7 points that the defense has to take credit for. Whenever you're doing these kind of rankings.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The last
sure.
two
Look,
games, the defense is coming together. And if you said Dalvin Bro's coming back next week, I don't know if that's a sure thing or.
I mean, it's. It seems like it's going to be likely because there was a chance he was going to play today because he did come back to practice this week. So he might be back next week. And again, Rankins is eligible to come back next week.
Mm-hmm. So this would be a game for the defense to build a lot more confidence.
I mean, look, that would be making like 2 big trades in the middle of the season if these guys can come back and play next week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be a huge boost for the defense, which, like you said, has been playing better the last couple weeks.
Right. And now they've been playing better, and now you're going to plug in 2 fresh starters.
And now you go up against a crap team in San Francisco.
Confidence builder.
I mean, the Saints really, really should win this game.
San Francisco is 1-6.
Yeah.
And they don't even have a mediocre quarterback. They have a shitty quarterback in Colin Kaepernick if that fucking retard is starting. So... fuck the San Francisco 49ers. And I tell you why. Anybody who's a Saints fan longer than 5 fucking minutes, technically really like 20 years, the San Francisco 49ers back in the day when the Saints first emerged and started winning under Coach Mora, we were in the NFC West with the fucking San Francisco 49ers. Now, look, they had a great team. They had Joe Montana, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Jerry Rice.
greatest receiver of all time.
If not the greatest player of all time. I mean, but definitely the greatest receiver, hands down. And they had really good teams. And the Saints, in 1987, folks, our first winning season in a strike-shortened season, the Saints went 12-3 and had to go to the fucking wild card because the San Francisco 49ers were fucking 13-2. Several years later, again, we'd go 11-5, 10-6, we went 12-4. And those fuckers would relegate us to a fucking wild card. But if you really want to know why, so we've talked about this before. In the hatred of Saints fans, long-term fans, it's Atlanta number one. San Francisco is number two. It's just that simple. Then three down, you know, you pick your own personal fucking asshole.
Right, you're allowed to pick your own.
Right, you know, but it's definitely, for long-term
so
Saints
fans.
So
let it be written, so let it be done.
Right, Atlanta, San Francisco, but y'all can go out and y'all can go and watch the screw jobs personally. All right, so you've heard of this YouTube, right? Anybody, you should know what this YouTube is. You go in and you type refs two the number two blown calls cost Saints against 49ers, the 49, October 8th, 1989. I was in that fucking dome. I remember this fucking play like it happened last fucking week. Of course, we're beating these cocksuckers. Jerry Rice gets behind our fucking defense. How the fuck you let Jerry Rice get behind your defense? But anyway, he runs. He starts to celebrate, and he drops that ball at the fucking one-yard line. It rolls out the back of the end zone, which should have been a fucking touchback, and we got the ball, but they didn't. This was before instant replay. And they let us stand, and they screwed us again. Like, it wasn't hard enough to beat these fucking assholes, which were a great team. I can't, I mean, they were, you know, all respect to Joe Montana. He's just, but, so fuck San Francisco. I love beating them. Fuck Colin Kaepernick. And, so let's go out there and beat these fuckers. I mean, again, to me, beating San Francisco is like 80% beating Atlanta, you know.
Yeah. For me, it may even be 90.
I mean, that wouldn't be out there. But, yeah, it's definitely up there. I mean, Atlanta and San Francisco are the team that I want to beat every time. I don't care if we're fucking,
right. You
know, 0-1 whatever. Oh, fuck those two teams. Fuck the people in San Francisco.
Score predictions?
San Francisco doesn't have a defense. They don't have a fucking – this is going to be a blowout, 42-16.
Whew.
Fuck San Francisco.
I am with you. I'll go 41-10.
Woo! That's the man who went 0-4 last week. Fuck.
That's right.
Thanks for stopping by. Yeah, I'm going to go 42-13.
There we go. We are all predict. I mean, wow. Are we high or something?
That defense is – I mean, look, they're – this, if we're getting Delvin Bro and possibly Sheldon Rankins back against the worst offense in the league with a defense who's playing better than what they are getting, I mean, and who has only let up 13 or 20 points for the last two games, you have to assume that San Francisco is going to be lucky if they pass the 45-yard line twice.
Okay, let's bring it back a little bit.
Yeah, right. Whoa. You tricked me into saying that. You just built me up. You just pumped me up, man. All right, anyway. One other quick thing I want to throw out there before we get into final thoughts is, did you guys notice on the game today, there was that first down play where we did what we did in Kansas City, where we lined up four or five guys at the first down line marker?
Yeah.
And kept the play in front of us. Now, it worked
today.
This time, right. Well, yeah. I had to laugh because the announcers that were talking about it, they were like, I don't know what you call that defense, but that is a smart defense, man. That's a great game, man. And I'm sitting here like, you guys obviously didn't watch us play Kansas City last week, did you?
Yeah.
And let him pick up the 3rd and 17.
Right.
And I've seen the Saints run that. I've seen the Saints run that play several times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Several being
is that a Dennis Allen thing or is
no? Because I mean, a couple of times I think it was under Rob Ryan.
Okay, but is it a rare NFL formation or is it something that
I can't? I mean,
new.
Look, but I only recognize it when I'm in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all four times have been three times in the dome and one in Kansas City. Okay, so, but on TV, I can't say that I've ever, you know, I've never had.
I wouldn't have noticed it if they wouldn't have brought it up.
They hadn't called it out, right? You know,
just because the camera zoomed in, you don't see it right back there. All right, and then one other quick thing I want to ask you is I'm going to run down the remainder of our games, ask you guys if you think it's going to be a win or a loss. All right, at San Francisco, we all say win. Denver.
Really?
I just want to figure something out here. Denver.
At Denver or?
No, Denver's at home.
Win.
All right, Carolina, at Carolina. Thursday night after Denver.
Thursday night games for the road team usually aren't pretty well. I'll go ahead and say lose.
I'll say a loss.
All right. Rams at home.
Should beat the Rams.
Detroit at home.
Win.
Yeah.
At Tampa.
Win.
At Arizona.
Loss.
Tampa at home.
Win.
Win.
At Atlanta.
Win. You know what that gets you?
That gets you 10-6.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Oh, Mr. I don't want to play this game. Oh, 10-6 playoffs is, I mean, the team that we're watching the last couple of weeks could put this together.
I mean, we have won 3 out of our last 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
And again, 2 of the losses.
Shouldn't happen.
Right. If we can play, and we're getting, and some of those games you're talking about, again, God forbid we. If we get Bro back, we get Moore back, we get Rankins. I mean, you know.
It's all together. I can see the team is beginning to materialize.
Right. I mean, I really think, God, and Drew is playing as good as ever, right? I mean.
Yeah.
We are 3-4, and we're talking about going 10-6.
I love it.
We're an optimistic bunch.
We are.
Right. Hey, man, we're fans.
That's right. Jason, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I'm sure we'll get into it more as the year goes on, but the Pelicans.
Oh, we should have done a Pelican.
The NBA started. You know, Davis went nuts the first couple of games. Really should have won that for the first game that I was at. Couldn't get it done, but then they, you know, unfortunate they had to go against Golden State and the Spurs back to back. So, I mean, I don't think anybody expected them to win those games. But look, Davis, maybe he. A lot of people kind of slept on him in the offseason. Maybe he put that to heart. I mean, he came out playing really well. The rest of the guys aren't really shooting well right now. You know, we'll see what happens when Holiday comes back. It's a chance he could come back in November, which would be a huge boost. Obviously, I want his wife to be really healthy enough for him to do that. But, look, getting to watch Davis, you know, playing like this is something else. So... right. Should be an interesting season.
I hope they start winning. I don't want to lose that kid. He is special.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Damon, final thoughts.
Okay, I got a couple of things that you need to check out. After you go check out that YouTube, you can go to NFL.com/Dome Patrol. Not the podcast. They're not talking about us. It's they did a nice write-up about the Dome Patrol, who we take our name from. And just how they were the greatest linebacking core in the history of the NFL. It's a long read, so those of y'all that can read, go. And there's a couple of pictures for those of y'all that can't. So go check that out. It's very good. If you're a Saints fan, you need to know the history. These are, you know, the Dome Patrol, where we get our name. The second thing is that it has been reported, this book, give me one second. Anyway, someone on the Vikings team in 2009 has come out and said that the Vikings had a bounty program.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Right. I don't know. Type in Vikings bounty program. You can see, you know, it's about a this revelation came about from this book they're writing about Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but here this guy. Picks. Right, but here's this guy, you know, who played for the Vikings, talking about how they were trying to, you know, that they had gone out of their way to injure Adrian Peterson. And they had the same thing the Saints were going. So obviously that's a big bone of contention with us because Brad Childress, their pedophile-looking coach at the time, he did look like a pedophile.
He did.
He looked like he was driving around in a van, you know, offering kids candy. I mean, this is the kind of weirdo he looked like. you know, he's the one who brought up the, you know, because he said he heard somebody say something, you know, fuck him. He's, you know, fuck you, Brad Childress. So anyway, you want to check that out. Look, nothing's going to be done about it. Nothing's going to happen. That's dead. The lawsuit's going on. So, you know, look, we got fucked royally, and that's just, you know, time to just put the preparation H on your asshole and just, you know, live with it. So that's that.
Good reading, good supplemental reading material there this week.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, and now my final thought is so we all know The Walking Dead, you know, had a big premiere last week, and this my final thought isn't about The Walking Dead. My final thought is about assholes on the why the internet has been ruined. Okay, so some assume from Forbes.com, Paul Tassi. Little guy there. Anyway, he writes an article, Why the Walking Dead was wrong to stick with the comics this time. I'm not going to get into the gist of his article, which is incredibly stupid.
Should we spoiler alert this for anybody who hasn't watched?
Yeah, spoiler, if you haven't watched the fucking Walking Dead, you know, I'd turn your podcast off now. But anyway, this whole fucking thing is he shouldn't have killed Glenn because Glenn is an Asian American and he's a great Asian American on TV. Well, that's just stupid, you know. But again, that's not even my point with him. The point is that nowadays you have anything you do is second guessed.
Joey Chen is the best Asian American on TV.
Well, male Asian American male. Okay. So, but again, it has nothing to do with that. That's just him being in. But the point being is that anything you do now is fucking, you know, Monday morning quarterbacked. And somebody's going to come out and write some article about how you could have done it better, or they should have done this, or they should, you know, J.J. Abrams should have done this with Star Wars. They should have done, you know, what the fuck kind of life do you have that that's all you go around doing, criticizing other people? You know, the internet needs to get back to what it was fucking meant to be, a pornography. You know, and sports, reading about sports, right? Okay, doing your banking—that's fun. You know,
when you have money,
and if you have money, so you can buy a site and watch more pornography. You know,
us to do our show where we're basically giving you a platform to bitch about shit for the last 10 minutes.
Right. Well, that's, you know,
I get the irony.
Right.
But no, I mean, I hear you. I know what you're saying, and you're right. That's the problem with this country. That's the problem with
the world.
Giving with the internet is you're giving voice to every person. Well, guess what? In a country or a world with this many people, you will get the opinion. Every opinion there can be had. Because for every guy who says The Walking Dead shouldn't have done that, there's another guy that says that they should have, and that it was a great decision. It was the best thing they've ever seen. And then you're going to have somebody else who says that, oh, it was okay. And then you're going to have another guy who says, I don't care, Jason. And then you're going to have, you know, I mean, it's fine. Let the guy has his opinion. If you don't like what he has to say.
Oh, sure. But I mean, that's just, you know, it's clogging up the internet and dividing us and everything. It really needs to.
That's the thing is that the people who read it need to read it for and take it for what it is. It's just one man's opinion. It's not the word of the Lord.
Exactly. You get that on Don't Throw Podcast.
That's right. And that is all the word of the Lord we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends that our opinions are the best here at the Don't Patrol Podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Don't Patrol PCast, and if you don't listen to our great opinions on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, the clocky internet Don't Patrol Podcast.
Dadcam.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, piece of shit 12s.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter, rock and roll. Honey, I didn't know be missing you so, but come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely
been quite a summer. Rental cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation. Some days are hard to explain. Yes, it's I love you so. That's the reason we just had to go. But come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Can't help it, honey. You're that much part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for you're enjoying the scenery. I know it's pretty out there. Yeah, we can go hiking on Tuesday. With you, I could walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. So nice to be in Georgia again. And come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.